It is Friday, September 13th. Ooh. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
During last night's Democratic debate in Houston, Joe Biden got roughed up so badly the poor guy's teeth fell out. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts reportedly changed his vote at the very last minute to reject Trump's notorious census citizenship question. And lastly, Trump's ruthless war on the environment continues as the administration announces the repeal of Obama's Clean Water Act.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
There were no clear winners in last night's Democratic debate in Houston, but Joe Biden spent most of the night fending off attacks from the left and center on everything from health care to immigration. When the frontrunner wasn't receiving body blows from the likes of Julian Castro, Biden repeatedly stumbled while answering questions, referring to Bernie Sanders as the president, and at one point even struggled to keep his dentures from falling out of his mouth while answering a question. For more analysis of last night's debate, check out the Majority Report today at noon. CNN reports that while Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts initially wanted to rule in favor of the citizenship question's addition to the 2020 census, his change of tune led to a final deterrent of the Trump administration's attempts. According to CNN, Roberts was set to side with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and the Trump administration on the census issue after hearing arguments in late April. However, he reportedly changed his mind in the following weeks when he came to the conclusion that Ross invented the rationale for the question's addition. That may have been helped in somewhat by a dead man's hard drive. We've talked about that on the Majority Report. We'll talk about it more. CNN said that Roberts declined to comment publicly on the decision.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
On Thursday, the Trump administration revoked an Obama-era regulation that shielded many U.S. wetlands and streams from pollution, but of course was opposed by developers, coal miners, oil, and gas drillers. Politico reports the action clears the way for the Environmental Protection Agency to finish renewing regulation in the coming months that could leave most of the nation's wetlands without any federal safeguards. Environmental groups and state attorneys general vowed to challenge the rollback, arguing that it jeopardizes drinking water supplies for 117 million Americans. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
The Republican-controlled Senate on Thursday rejected Democratic attempts to cut Trump's latest border wall request and prevent him from again funding the project without congressional approval. Politico reports the U.S. Air Force has lodged crews at Donald Trump's Scotland resort up to 40 times since 2015. Elizabeth Warren and Ron Wyden dropped massive Social Security expansion programs yesterday. We will talk about those plans on the Majority Report today. Gregory Cheadle, the black man President Trump once described at a rally as, quote, "My African-American," has decided to leave the Republican Party and run for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives as an independent in 2020, this according to PBS NewsHour. Cheadle said his breaking point was when Trump told four progressive congresswomen of color to go back to where they came from.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.